You're listening to STP Radio. Hello again, STP Radio listeners, avid fans of the software test professionals community. This is your host again, Mark Tomlinson, for another episode of STP Radio, where we get to interview interesting, unique, innovative people in the software test professionals community. And today, I'm lucky enough to have joining me Samir Shah, who is the founder and CEO of Zephyr. And Zephyr is a sponsor of the upcoming STPCon conference in San Diego. Samir, welcome to STP Radio.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great. And thank you for your sponsorship of the show. We really appreciate it. I'm looking forward, actually, of meeting up with you guys at the show, which would be pretty fun. But this may be the first time I think you've engaged with the STP community. So I want to make sure we give you an opportunity to sort of give us an overview or introduce maybe a little of the background of Zephyr, how you founded the company and kind of what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. Zephyr's been around for 7 years now. I founded the company after being in the testing space for 20 plus years, having had a chance to play with a wide variety of different testing tools, processes, methodologies at various different companies. Mm-hmm. And it came from a need that we saw in the market for a real-time test management platform that would let you manage all aspects of your testing lifecycle while integrating with best-of-breed tools that were in your systems and providing real-time feedback and decision-making capabilities to the powers that be.
Cool.
Zephyr's based here in Silicon Valley. We've got over 4,000 customers in 80 countries globally. 30% of the Fortune 100 currently use Zephyr to release all sorts of products, services, systems, both to internal and external audiences.
Yeah, very cool. And you mentioned when we were talking earlier that there was kind of a core foundation in agile test management. Is that still relevant to the core of what keeps Zephyr going today?
Absolutely, right? And the way we look at agile today is agile is a journey. It's a transformational journey that we are all embarked on.
Mm-hmm.
We recently did a survey of a bunch of our customers to say, hey, what stage are you all in terms of adoption of agile techniques and systems and processes within your testing?
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised to hear this, Mark. They're only 30% of the way there, right?
Okay.
And that kind of sort of ratifies what we've always thought, that, hey, agile is a journey. It's not that a switch you throw overnight. And everybody suddenly just magically becomes all that.
Yes.
So we see this as a journey, and our products and our thinking is all positioned around how do we help customers make this transformation? How do we help them along this journey to get to where they need to get?
Yeah. Do you find that the first 30% is like the most exciting? It's almost like falling in love with Agile. It's exciting. It's change. You know, and then it's that, oh, now we get over the first 30% the way through. And what are the things that get people that far? And then it starts getting hard. What are the things in the agile landscape that testers be like, wait, we've started it. We've kind of got going. Now we need some help because we need to go to the next level. What is that?
Right. And a lot of that stems from the fact that from a tester's perspective, it's not just agile or not. They still have to worry about the other products and the other releases that they are still testing or are still going through the legacy workflow, if you will, and have not been switched into agile. The newer projects typically end up becoming agile. Now you've got the same set of resources that have to deal with both. So they can get going on the new agile projects, but they still have to worry about the older stuff. That hasn't gone away completely, right?
Right.
Some of this is sunsetting. Some of this is being grandfathered. Some of it is still alive, and they just need to continue doing what they're doing because it just doesn't lend itself very well to an agile way of running that project. So the testing team is kind of sort of caught in this mode. Where they can't completely commit to going agile because their world is not completely agile.
Right, and it's sort of the you get going on certain projects that don't have that legacy baggage.
Right.
And then you can realize the value. You can see, wow, this does work. It's really good. Now let's go after those big projects that do have more challenges. And that's something where Zephyr specializes in terms of the talent you guys bring to the table and some of the solutions you have.
Absolutely. Like we keep saying, we've got a foot in both worlds, right? We cannot ignore the past. There's a lot of really important knowledge and testing assets that you have collected over the years when you were doing your legacy project work, and you still got to continue doing some of that. But at the same token, you've got to quickly adopt the new ways of testing. And the way we've built our products, the way we've architected the UI, the data model, the functionality around it, allows you to use a single system to work with both sets of workflows, if you will.
Sure.
And share those assets that you've spent a lot of time and energy building over the years.
Yeah.
Right. And bring them into the new way of doing things. So it's literally, you know, we are part of that journey, that transition that you're making as project upon project is moving from the legacy world into the new world.
Okay.
And we are there to help you along the way.
Yeah. And maybe an example, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've maybe got folks with a set of test scripts and suites and everything built up in QC Quality Center, the old Quality Center world, or even, you know, a lot of people still just have maybe a bunch of spreadsheets and Word docs and things sitting on SharePoint. Being able to connect those to something like an Atlassian system, into Jira or into other Kanban systems, what are some of the examples of that old and new bridge that you guys do?
You just hit upon it really well, Mark. That's exactly the scenario a lot of our customers find themselves in, right?
Uh-huh.
They might have gone down the Quality Center route where they've got the big suite of testing tools where they have a lot of data in there, or they've chosen to go down spreadsheet or Word document route and have data in there. And now they're suddenly faced with a scenario where you've got agile tools like Jira Agile and issue tracking systems and continuous integration, continuous delivery systems, which are all pushing the envelope here in terms of how quickly things need to be developed, tested, and deployed, right? And you've got data in your legacy systems. Our tools allow you to suck in that information out of those legacy systems while giving you the bridges to these newer kinds of tools, be it continuous integration, delivery, defect tracking, and agile planning tools. So you're able to leverage what you've already created. You don't necessarily have to throw it all away. But you can bring it into this new world, which then immediately makes it a first-class citizen in terms of agile development, testing, and deployment.
Yeah, aside from a product that Zephyr brings to aid in this, the tools that I'm sure are fully integrated, I still find that there's still a lot of testing, let's call them personality. And sometimes, you know, with different personalities in IT, there are go-getters and change agents. There's also people who are kind of blockers or more conservative about change. In terms of people, Zephyr also, you have some expertise, or there's a services side as well that help people, you sort of implement and get over the hump. What is the people side of the Zephyr equation?
So the people side of the Zephyr equation comes in two forms. One, our entire company is just completely focused on test management. We do nothing else. We do not build automation tools. We do not build ALM tools. We're completely focused on test management. Everybody that works here brings a lot of expertise in just doing exactly that.
Okay.
And that finds its way in the product, in our interactions with customers, mm-hmm. Be it our support team, our client service team, our sales teams, etc. So the people angle there is all of us just live and breathe test management. So and we are constantly looking at what our other customers are doing and feeding that back into our customer base. There's a lot of thought leadership that we have that we push on our blog. It's called Insights. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the testing world mm-hmm. where we are constantly looking to bring best practices and increase the maturity level of testing teams out there. On top of that, we of course have our client services team that works with customers to get them implement Zephyr in a quick way, right? We have kickstart programs, training sessions, etc., that we help them make that transition, help them migrate their data, if you will, from those systems, help them configure and set these systems up, allow them to integrate their automation tools with our test management solutions, because there are fabulous test automation tools out there and we'd like to integrate to all of them. That's what we focus on. So there's a lot of people interaction that we have, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of different personalities there, and not just people personalities, but project personalities. If you see
oh,
what
sure.
I mean,
yeah,
there's different ways that projects are run.
Yeah,
call it
absolutely.
personality, call it maturity. It's we see that happen all the time.
Yeah, it's sort of the qualitative nature of what makes the culture of a project go either quickly through change or struggling with change or trying to use integrations in order to get the data to the right place. Speaking of which, I know Zephyr is also a partner with Sosta, correct?
Yes.
Maybe describe that just a little bit, because Sosta is also a mutual friend of ours through Brad Johnson, who was on a STP radio just last week or so.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, CEO Tom and Eric Gardner, the chairman, we had a similar journey, if you will.
Yeah.
They started about the same time as we did, maybe a little bit earlier, and they focused quite heavily on the load testing side of things, the cloud, and then the mobile part that came in.
Right.
And we're very complementary to what they do from a test management perspective. So Sosta and us work very closely together, and it's very funny. Some of our UIs also look very similar to each other, and Tom and I joke about this sometimes. saying, hey, are we sharing developers here or what? So it's a great relationship. Yeah, there's a lot of thinking that's very similar both at Sosta and at us. I mean, we believe in the cloud, we believe in mobile, we believe in integrations, we believe in scale, we believe in giving customers as many different options as they can, because you can't pigeonhole everybody into one single suite of tools that are monolithic and don't talk to anybody else. You can't do that in this day and age. It's 2015.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to work well with everybody else. So we share a lot of those kinds of thoughts. Right? We hold webinars together. We do a lot of interesting things together.
It's great. And it is, for somebody myself who's used all sorts of different products from the last 25 years, you're in a time where there's a great new companies innovating. Some of the original ideas are just taking on new solutions or new ways to move forward. So it's great to hear that you guys are connected.
Absolutely, yeah. Every 10 years, right, there's this fresh wave of software companies, especially in our space. Mm-hmm. And you've got to, right? You've got to be able to change with the times. There's just so much going on right now in our space, right? And I also want to draw quick attention to this whole Internet of Things thing, if you will, right? Where people are talking a lot about it, we are actually doing something about it, right? And that's something we'll also be talking about at STPCon and over the next few months. Our CTO actually is speaking at Electric Cloud next week on where this is going and what that means to project teams, and especially to the testing teams that now suddenly have a new set of challenges when they have to start testing physical objects of day-to-day life that suddenly are suddenly intelligent, are talking to the cloud, have all of this data coming out of it. You're no more restricted to sitting in your office, in your lab, and testing anymore.
Yeah.
There's a whole new set of challenges coming in that. And we are also very excited about the space. And we are looking to separate the fads from the trends and focus on the trends around this stuff.
Yeah. And you're right. When people talk about the Internet of Things, it can sound faddish. But I remember some of the first conversations of when IPv6 first came out, and this had to be 1994 or something like that.
Right.
And it really was imagining that my sitting on the table is my toaster and the microwave, and there's 16 IP addresses just within those devices alone.
Yeah.
Samir, there was another part of a conversation. It reminds me, as you bring this up, that we're talking about with Brad, which is the overlap between sort of functional and non-functional, say functional testing and performance testing. When you consider the Internet of Things, say my refrigerator, the refrigerator has functionality and you'd think it's fairly simple to test, but as the performance of the compressor or the heat dispensation or the distribution throughout the different zones within a refrigerator, now that's going to become performance monitoring and performance management together with the functionality of that device. And looking forward to, all right, I can't. We have problems just getting a web page to be tested for performance. How the heck are we going to get a refrigerator done?
Oh, absolutely, you're absolutely right. Right, they're now bringing in sensors of all kinds. Right, it's going to be quite interesting to see how this is going to play out. Right, so you've got you're talking about electrical devices like toasters and refrigerators and all of that. I mean, we're talking about things that are not even plugged in, right? When you talk about shoes and clothes and luggage and stuff like that, that's suddenly going to be all aware and smart and intelligent and all of that. So you've got to start thinking of sensors. You've got to start thinking of power. You've got to start thinking of proximity. Just so many different angles to it, right? So I'm glad you brought up the whole, we can't even test a web page, right? Because just the sheer number of browsers, and can someone stop these browser wars?
Yes.
It's just crazier and crazier. We've got 8+ browsers right now, you know, their different versions. So the test environment matrix that you have is large enough as it is with things like operating systems, languages, and browser versions.
Yep.
Imagine when you start throwing in, right, a wide variety of non-traditional things, right, like sensors and battery issues and power issues and access issues, etc. It just boggles the imagination.
Yeah, it kind of brings me to an essential part of this, the work that you guys do in terms of helping people to mature to take that next step. Be it right now, we may call it agile, but what do you see as the future for test challenges? Like we're just talking about, is it exploratory testing that's going to help people move into testing the Internet of Things and being more exploratory, or all, like you say, all the different combinations are mind boggling. How do we get in and explore and test that if our maturity level is, you know, still kind of, I don't want to say stuck in the Stone Age, but, you know, maybe we're still not, we're moving too slow in order to get there. What are your thoughts on that in terms of Zephyr being that catalyst?
Right. So one key thing we'll have to understand going forward is testing cannot just be the domain expertise of software testers, right? Testing will have to become everybody's problem across not just the organization that's building whatever doodad that's being built, but across production, across sales, across the end user, the retailer, whoever is involved in this process. Everybody needs to be a part of this, because everybody will need to test this in various different ways. You cannot expect a software tester sitting in the office be able to figure out all the different ways this particular thing can be tested. They are not in the field with it, right? Field testing will become so incredibly important in all of this, right?
Right.
So when you start seeing that the number of testers, that universe is going to expand, right? Suddenly you're bringing in non-traditional, non-software folks that suddenly have to deal with interfaces, with data, with access, with understanding what the implications of what they're doing means from a quality perspective. And they will need tools. They will need tools that they understand that can be used wherever they are in order to be able to track, monitor, and report upon the quality of the thing, if you will. And that's where we see things going. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Some people have always looked at a tester as, you know, a person who checks things, and it's very perfunctory. And there's other folks that look at sort of quality initiatives as they are historically as sort of a person who's an agent of change, more awareness, maybe making our assumptions more explicit so we can actually conduct proper analysis of why we're doing or why we're building something a certain way. Does it actually serve the customer in a holistic sense? So I'm wondering if that also applies with the way you see that maturity, where a tester also has to stop just being kind of a focused checker and actually being somebody who expands their awareness to test the holistic thing, the organizational change, everything around them to move forward, not just with Agile. Agile is a great way to loosen yourself up and get yourself moving more quickly, but it's also changing your awareness of what your role is. Whether you're a tester or not, you are sort of an agent of change or an an agent of improved awareness.
Absolutely, absolutely, right? And to that, I would also add the fact that they've got to now assume the role of the user, right? More than they've ever had to before.
Yeah.
Because in the past, the products we were building were typically being consumed by folks who were already in the know, if you will. They were in technology, they understood software, and you were just giving them yet another piece of software,
yeah,
which they very quickly could grasp and start using. Now you are going to be building products that everybody else uses. They might not necessarily be tech savvy. So you've got to now start thinking in that way, and you put yourself, you could almost generate new personas for yourself.
Sure.
And apply your qualitative thinking in order to make sure that this thing indeed is tested the right way, right?
And that's
the change that'll have to come over these set of folks.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of coming and Zephyr supporting STBcon, it's also, you know, we're a very garrulous bunch of folks. So when you're at STBcon, you guys will be there gathering feedback at the different receptions, and you'll be around supporting the show. So, you know, what kinds of things are you hoping to learn from the folks at STBcon?
No, we'd love for people to stop us, swing by our booth, talk to us anytime. Share with us what is frustrating you.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us what doesn't make sense in your world and how you'd like to see a better world. We are here to listen. We move really, really quickly. And you see that in our products. So we are able to bring about, given the focus that we have on test management and test management alone, we are able to bring about a lot of change in the space very, very quickly. But we want to hear from folks, right? We challenge folks to come and tell us about their Internet of Things issues that they have started to face already,
yep,
right, for the ones that have. Come share with us what issues you're running into from an agile transformation perspective,
mm-hmm,
right? We want to hear. And we want to help you, right, get into the next realm of maturity, if you will, because it's not easy out there, right, with all of the changes that are happening. And our goal is to learn as much as we can from you, and the same token, share with you some of the things that we've learned from our other customers and from doing this for the last 20 years, and hopefully make that connection and give you the opportunity to take your teams to the next level.
Yeah, in the journey, as you had described before.
In the journey.
In the journey.
We are all in this together.
That's true, yes. But Samir, first of all, I also want to mention to the listeners, you're the first CEO we've had on our podcast, which is, so that's, you're special now. It's really cool.
Woo-hoo.
I know, it's awesome. But really, in terms of, you know, a lot of times testers, and we're mostly practitioners, at least listeners, you know, and even folks that have made it into QA management or into directors, we usually have all started as practitioners, maybe such as yourself. From a CEO perspective for Zephyr, you know, working within the test management space and the agile space, in terms of STBcon as a community and other testing communities, Software Testing Club and some of the other communities of testers out there. But as a CEO, what made you think, hey, let's get behind STP and see if we can reach out to them? What made you think STBcon would be a good place to engage?
We've been reading STP for a while, right? We know what you guys do. And we've always had the utmost respect. It's heartening to see in this day and age where the industry, publishing industry, is taking it on the chin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to the whole GigaOM thing,
yeah,
from last week. It's heartening to see that your focus has been around testing, stayed that way, and you continue to provide value to readers, listeners, and participants of your event. So it's almost a no-brainer for us.
Almost a no-brainer. That's good to hear. Although we appreciate people with brains, sometimes the easiest, you just take the easy decision on that. But I totally appreciate that. Samir, thank you very much for chatting with me. I appreciate it. I want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with Zephyr. How else can people follow what you're doing, events and such?
Yeah, sure. So our website drives everything, www.getzephyr.com. We've got our insights section, which is a blog that has some amazing content that we all create. We've got a Flipboard, right, where we track a lot of what's going on in the industry and curate it and help bring this in a nice an easy magazine format, if you will.
Yeah, that's
We're
great.
blogging all over the place. We've got webinars going on all the time. I'd love for you to swing by our booth at STPCon. We are raffling away a drone. Hey,
Really?
we all are
That's
into
cool.
drones now.
That's awesome.
yeah, so come get a
Win a
drone if
drone,
you
yeah.
can. Win one.
And there's also a there's a huge on the website. I'm noticing there's a huge complement of videos. So lots of learning just right there on the website.
Yep, absolutely. We've got videos. We do
Very
live
cool.
webinars. We're constantly sponsoring events. We are in a lot of Atlassian events too,
Okay, yeah.
jointly with them, user groups, etc. So many, many different ways of connecting with Zephr.
That sounds
And you're
great.
welcome over.
And I'll be headed over to Test Bash, so I know I'm gonna meet up with one of your Zephyr guys on the ground over there. So we'll have a pint, and it'll be great. Very cool. And of course, we'll see Zephyr at STPCon in San Diego. Samir, thank you very much for joining me for this episode.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of STP Radio. As your host, it's my pleasure to bring these intriguing and engaging conversations to assist you in your quest to become a better software tester. Please be aware that this podcast is a production of the Software Test Professionals Organization and is copyrighted and protected via the Creative Commons Share with Attribution non-derivative licensing. For more information, please visit www.softwaretestpro.com. On behalf of myself and the entire STP community, please share this podcast with your fellow testers and developers and managers. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us on the next episode of STP Radio.